99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Now, I don't want to assume that everybody knows, but if I said the Beatles, would you understand who I'm talking about?
Yes.
The Beatles, probably one of the original boy bands, huge in the 60s and 70s.
Iconic.
Iconic group, yeah, for sure. They had the Abbey Road. You know, you see the pictures of the four guys walking across the street. That's the Beatles, right?
Yes.
So they actually released a new song yesterday. Keep in mind, two of the four Beatles are no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
George Harrison has passed away. And, of course, John Lennon got killed back in 1980 or something. But they released a song, what's called the last Beatles song yesterday. It's called Now and Then. And so the way they did this is they got a cassette tape demo from Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono is the wife of former Beatle John Lennon, right? He was one of the singers along with Paul McCartney. And it's just a cassette tape demo. And back in the day, they couldn't separate the piano because it was just John Lennon playing piano and singing and stuff like that. They couldn't separate the vocals from the piano, so they couldn't really do much with it. But technology being what it is, they've kind of figured out how to do it. Let me play you a little bit of this song. It kind of sounds a little like Oasis. Do you remember that band, Oasis, Wonderwall?
Of course, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this is Now and Then, the Beatles.
Now and then, I miss you. Oh, now and then.
I love it.
I want you to be.
Isn't it crazy to think that we're in 2023 and we're this is a brand new Beatles song?
It's like they were ahead of their time.
Yeah,
when you think
bit.
About it, when they created this song, I mean, it was it sounds like you can fit into the landscape of the music today.
Well, to be fair, they just had John Lennon's vocals and piano and all the accompaniment, all the backing, all the drums, the guitar
added in
later. So, but
well,
Paul's
yeah.
on the guitar, Ringo's on the drums, they used George Harrison, a riff from George Harrison, and then played the rest of it in the style of George Harrison. So, it's just kind of crazy to think that the Beatles in 2023 are still making music.
That's awesome.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got the YouTube video of how this all came about. Has been shared around, so we'll tweet it out because it is kind of cool. At Ben and Kelly Show, especially if you're into maybe the history of pop, because if you want to think about pop music, that's it in a sense started with the Beatles. So
100%.
Yeah, kind of cool. So we'll tweet out the video on how that all came about at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get to here today, Friday, so that's kind of cool. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Don't forget, this weekend is fall back. Daylight saving time ends on Saturday night, Sunday morning, about 1 o'clock. So before you go to bed on Saturday, know that you're going to be getting an extra hour to sleep or maybe an extra hour to party on Saturday night. So that's kind of fun. Is this the last year that we are doing this?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, they've been trying to pass legislation to change it, right?
Well, I want to say that 2024, I think they're doing away with daylight saving time on 2024.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to get to the bottom of that, research it.
If only there was a way.
Okay, the U.S. is not ending daylight saving time anytime soon.
Really? Okay,
there is an effort in the government to pass a so-called Sunshine Protection Act, which would make it daylight saving time permanent.
Yeah, I thought that.
Ending.
I guess in my brain, I thought that maybe this was the last year that we were going to have to
spring ahead and fall back. Yeah.
Yeah. No. All right. All right. Well, enjoy it. Whatever.
Look at that. The real-time research that happens on the show on a regular basis is stunning.
All right. Coming up next, sometimes the things that happen in life you can chalk up to being little. Others.
Yes.
When you're being drunk.
Big and drunk.
Yep. it's a little kid, drunk adult, and we'll do that next on 99.7 EJX. Still to come, a setting the bar story straight out of Australia.
99.7 DJX.
And we'd like to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Chelsea calling us from Plainview. Hi there, Chelsea.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Welcome.
Chelsea's got brown hair, drives a Tucson. What is that? Is that a GM Chevy?
A Hyundai.
Hyundai. All right. You like it?
I love it. I just got it over the summer.
Ah, very good. Very
awesome.
Good. And is a nursing coordinator at Spalding. So we love that. My mom was in nursing forever and in the academia world for a long time as well. So yeah, for sure. And you're engaged. So tell us exactly how he proposed.
He actually proposed at a park. He just randomly one day was like, hey, do you want to go on a walk? I'm like, yeah, I love walks.
yeah, I love
and
walks.
And all of a sudden we're walking, we're talking about things, and we like go over this little creek, and I just turn around and he was on his knee.
Aww.
So he definitely took me off guard.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
That is an adorable story. So he didn't like pretend that he was breaking up with you and then propose?
No, he did not. But he did have the ring for quite a bit. And after we got engaged, he was like, you know where I hid it? It was just on the top shelf of the closet. I'm just so short, I could never see it.
Yeah, you know what? I had the ring for a while, too, before I popped the question to my wife. And I remember I would bring it in, because we lived long distance at the time, I would bring it into town and just have it in my pocket. And I just in case like the moment struck where I was like, you know what, this is the moment. This is it, you know? And there were times where she'd be like, you know, she'd give me a hug or she'd like want to put her hands in my pockets, you know, cutesy wise. I know. I'd be like, No, we can't. We're not married yet. Can't put the hands in the pockets. You can't play pocket pool yet.
Okay.
Anyways. All right, we're gonna play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's gonna explain how it works.
All right, you're gonna hear three magical stories. You have to figure out that story happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
All right, you ready? Here's the first one.
I got mauled by a police dog.
Woof. Mauled by a police dog?
That sounds violent.
I know. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, probably.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Okay, you better explain yourself.
Oh, wow.
Better explain yourself quick.
My dad was on the police force in a small town in 1998 when they got their first police dog. The people they got the dog from did the demonstration with the guy in the padded suit. My dad took me to watch, and my dad asked if I wanted to try, and I tried to say no because I was only 10, but next thing I know, I was in the suit. I was terrified as that dog latched on. All the other officers were laughing at how terrified I was. Ultimately, I got the last laugh, though, because I pissed all through their padded suit from sheer terror.
All right. No. So that's a little bit better than the initial sentence. He was a kid. He was in the padded suit. His dad's on the force. All right.
Okay, but still.
What a sentence.
Dang.
All right, you're still 0 for 1, Chelsea. Let's go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I set up a booby trap to get a friend, but it backfired and got a teacher instead.
Set a booby trap.
Booby trap.
To get a friend.
Friend, okay.
Yep.
Got a teacher instead.
Yep.
All right, so you're thinking
that
because...
Wild little kid.
Sound because a teacher is involved. You're thinking kid, right?
Yeah.
Makes me want to say drunk adult.
All right, so Kelly, you're saying drunk adult.
Yes.
Chelsea, you're sticking with little kid?
I'm going to stick with little kid.
Okay, all right.
I was a drunk adult.
See? I knew it was going to be one of those. was worse. Not the obvious answer. Oh, my God.
All right.
I lived on campus and had no classes one day, so I thought I'd mess with my roommate when he came back to the dorms. Uh-huh. So when I saw him coming up the walkway, I set a garbage can filled with water tilted against the door into the hall. And so when he opened it, boom. Well, he stopped to talk to someone, and a professor opened it instead. Oh. And she was so
oh.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gee, the professor O was mad.
Oh. Oh. All right, Chelsea. You are terrible at this game.
To be fair, it's a difficult
I'm trying.
You are trying. We need you to try harder. Okay, here we go. Next, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I had to be driven home naked at 3 in the morning.
I have to hear this story.
I can't tell if it's the obvious, like, a drunk adult.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It sounds like a drunk adult to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with.
That's what you're going with? Drunk adult?
You're going with the obvious answer.
All right.
I am.
I will go with you on this. We'll jump in the deep end together.
Are you just saying that just to not be right when she's wrong?
Yes, I don't want to contradict her again and be right.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome. Right.
So, Chelsea, this is to at least get one right, or you are going to go 0-3. You said drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
I knew it!
Oh, my God!
I knew it! I knew it!
Chelsea! All right, so you had to be... You are terrible. All right, you had to...
This game all the time.
Well, you're not good at it. Okay. I'll tell you that.
I'm not.
All right, so hang on. What was the story?
I stayed at a friend's house one weekend, and we ate entirely too much ice cream when his parents went to bed. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I didn't make it to the bathroom in time and puked all over myself.
Oh, you're the puking kid. I was the puking kid.
Were you naked?
I was significantly bigger than my friend, so I had to be driven home without any clothes at 3 a.m. I did have a towel around me, but still, embarrassing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're like, no, we're not taking those clothes home in the car. It's going to smell.
Yeah, it's going to smell awful.
That smell, not going to do it. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, Chelsea, you make this really difficult on us.
A big goose egg?
Yeah, yeah. You are 100%. You got 100%.
Yes.
100% wrong.
And we have zero standards, so you win.
All right. Yeah, we'll hook you up because it's kind of a pity prize at this point. All right.
It's good, though.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, Chelsea, you didn't bring it. You didn't bring it. I mean, you deserve everything that's coming to you.
Terrible story this morning. Terrible story.
They were terrible. They were like, listen, they came at you. You thought it was going to be one way, sharp left turn.
All right. Chelsea, hang on a quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
The magic of this game, it really is. It's magical. So listen, we need more of those stories.
Yep.
If you think you've got a good one where it could go either way, depending on how you look at it, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, set of the bar stories, Kelly. These are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, to Australia we go for this one. Where it must be quite the feeling to be creating wholesome content for families only for it to be used as a torture device.
What is happening?
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without using the Wiggles to drive off the houseless, then you are doing okay.
Oh, they are a delightful group.
So the Wiggles themselves... deeply disappointed by an Australian city using this song to drive away people.
That's just wrong. I agree. They should be upset about that.
Yes, 100%. So apparently the city of Bunbury says they play this song on a loop at a high volume to discourage people from congregating in certain areas, but that the volume is up so loud and it just...
It's unacceptable. Yeah. And
the Wiggles are like, come on! It's not to be used this way! This is a wholesome family song!
Exactly.
About hot potatoes!
Yes.
And cold spaghetti!
So, what they're trying to do is, yes, they're trying to, they have, I guess, a problem with people sleeping out there and using the place as a shelter.
Yeah, they're trying to discourage that. And they're trying to have them go to other designated areas as opposed to that.
An actual shelter, yes.
Yeah, so, but the Wiggles are like, just don't use... Don't use our song, please.
Listen, all right? We're supposed to make children happy.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, that's to be a deterrent.
But what if you're a huge fan of the Wiggles and it does the absolute opposite? And they're like,
it's
you know what?
It's going to be a dance party for toddlers
let's
all
go
day
to this,
long.
Let's go to this banging club.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Music's up nice and loud.
Yeah. Yeah, word's going to get out in the toddler set, and they're going to come a running.
Yeah,
and then
for sure.
Gonna,
and it's going to have
a different issue.
Opposite effect of what they're trying to do. So,
yeah.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without using the Wiggles to drive off people, then you are doing okay. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. So, what started as a distressed call from my daughter, Sophia, turned into my adventure in adulting yesterday.
Okay.
So got this phone call, and I answer my daughter's phone calls 100% of the time because I, not because I necessarily want to hear from them, that sounds weird to say, but because I know strange. That every single time they call me, they're in some sort of trouble. All right.
Oh, they don't call you just to chat and say, hey, Dad, how's your day?
Exactly.
Okay.
The only time I hear from them is when they call to say, hey, what's going on? I'm in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, I get a distressed call from Sophia. She's on her way to work. She's driving to work, and she's like, I don't know what's going on with the car. There's a noise. It's making me scared, whatever. I'm like, okay, calm down. Pull over onto the side of the road. If you can get off the freeway, get off the freeway. She's like, and she was kind of in downtown area, so there's not a lot of there's not a great spot to just get off. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, go over here, you know, pull off to the shoulder as much as you can and take a picture of what you see and send it to me. And so, you know, anyways, I'll go to you and, you know, assess the situation, basically. So I leave work. I head over to where she is, pulled over onto the side of the road, and we kind of trade cars, right? So she can continue going to work. And I see that, like, the tread of her tire has completely come off. The tire wasn't blown. It was like one of those, like, trucker's tires that you see on the side of the road every now and then, just the tread. That what was happening to her tire. So
it was, like, bald.
Yeah, yeah. But not only that, but, like, the tire was not completely off the tire, so it was hitting the inside of the wheel well every time it was going around and around.
Got it.
So it was kind of like messing up the inside of the car and the bumper and stuff like that anyway. So I call AAA. They come out, and they're like, hey, do you have a lug nut key? I'm like, I don't even know what one of those are. So
the dude, you're welcome to search the trunk.
I know. I'm like, a lug nut key?
What's in there?
What are you talking about?
Let me know what you find.
I know. So anyways, I'm like, there's no – he's like, well, they're normally in, like, the center console or in your glove box. I'm like, okay.
Let's look.
Whatever. I'm like – and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way my daughters have one of these things in their car. And sure enough, they do. So that was – lucky that, and I learned something yesterday about a lug nut key. Never knew those things even existed.
Wait, what kind of car are they driving?
They have a Honda Fit.
Okay, all right.
So anyways, I in the meantime, I call like a tire place, and I'm like, hey, question. I looked online. It looks like you've got a set of tires there in the store. If I got my car to you today, do you think you could like get it in and fix it? And the lady on the other line was super nice, but she was like, "Well, you know what? My guys leave about, you know, 5:30. You if you came now." And I'm like, "I don't know if I can come now or not, but I can, you know." So anyways, I get off the phone with her and finish up with the AAA guy. And as soon as I'm off, I'm calling back the tire place. And so again, she answers and I'm like, "Hey, it's me again." I know.
How about now?
I
looks
know.
Looks like I can leave now.
That's exactly right. Hey, just talked to you a little while ago.
I can be there in 15 minutes.
If I drop my car off like right now, what are the chances? And she's like, man, I don't want to make any promises, but yeah, if you bring it by, we'll see what we can do. And if nothing else, if you're able to leave the car, we can get to it tomorrow morning. I'm like, all right, that's a deal. We can figure that out. And so I drive there. I walk into Pep Boys there off of Breckenridge and Dutchman's. And Stephanie, who I talked to, I was like, hey, I think I might have talked to you. She's like, oh, Ben Davis. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, how are you? Yes,
and then
hi.
You're thinking, aren't you thinking that, oh, maybe they're going to make a spot for me now if she knows who I am? Maybe she's a fan of the show, and maybe I can slip right in there right now.
Well, I would be lying if in the back of my head I wasn't thinking, man, this could be my advantage. Right, for sure. So anyway, so she's like, all right, cool. You know, leave the car and I'll give you a call if we're able to get to it or whatever. And so I was like, okay, great. So in the meantime, you know, she's like, hey, you know, I love listening to you guys, but you need to play more Kelly Clarkson. And I'm like, Kelly Clarkson? I'm like, we don't play any Kelly Clarkson.
That was out of left field.
I know. I was like, we don't even play any Kelly Clarkson.
All right.
So, Stephanie, here you go.
Found yourself in a music meeting. Yeah. Woo!
All right, there you go, Stephanie.
And
thank you.
Now we are programming for Stephanie at Pep Boys.
Yeah, well, I mean, so sure enough, they give me a call and they're like, hey, well, your car is finished. I was like, no kidding. Get out of here. They're like, yep. I was like, all right, I'll be over and get it. And so anyways,
that is service.
Like legit 2 hours later, they had my car in and out. So, I mean, this
That's
isn't
magical.
An ad for them, but my goodness, it was some good service. And so that was adulting number like 1, 2, and 3, consoling my daughter in a time of panic,
sure.
Calling AAA, calling the tire place, getting the car off the side of the highway, which, by the way, if you were in Spaghetti Junction, you were coming out of downtown yesterday by Lynn Family Stadium, just happened to see a blue car off to the side. That was me. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, that was me. And so, so all of that,
and then found yourself in a music meeting with Stephanie at Pep Boys.
Right, exactly. I'm like, maybe I need to play more Kelly Clarkson. Who knows? So,
a little focus group. I like it.
My day of adulting, I thought was finished.
Oh, we're not done.
I'm laying.
What a triumph with the tire situation, though. I mean,
I know.
That is enough to pat yourself on the back and be like, the day's a success.
I know. I felt good about everything. I felt good. I was like, you know what? We accomplished some stuff today.
Right.
I'm laying in bed, and my daughter is in the shower. She gets out of the shower. The water doesn't shut off.
Oh, no.
There's a problem.
Oh, the water is still going?
Yep. And
that's a problem that needs immediate attention.
And I hear her go, what's going on? And then my wife, Ben, we've got a problem.
Oh, no. And when she yells, Ben,
I know.
That's not good.
Just like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought my day was
over. How many more crises can I endure today?
So I get out of bed. And I walk into the bathroom, and sure enough, the water's it doesn't shut off the faucet. So I go, I turn off the water.
Is it like dripping, or is it still full on?
No, it's like running.
Oh,
and so I turn off the water to the house, and I know what it is because about every 6 to 8 months, there's something with I have an old faucets and old like tub and shower system, whatever. But it like wears this rubber seal down after about, I don't know, about 10 months to a year or so. So I kind of have in the back of my head what needs to be fixed, but it just takes a while to do. So, you know,
you're in for a project.
I know. So I'm like, all right. So I go, I get my toolbox out. I go and, you know, I do the tinkering. I'm like, all right, turn the water on. And the water goes on. And I turn the knobs. And sure enough, it shuts off. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Look at you. Another pat on the back.
Can my adulting be done? And so my wife was like, think of this. You were a father today. You were a counselor. You were a plumber.
You were a tire guy. Yeah.
And she was like, but you weren't a lover. And I was like, you know what?
OMG.
There's still time left in this day. Because if I can't have had something like that happen after that.
That's the payment plan.
It didn't happen. I went to bed. But,
man.
Yeah. So but that was my adventure in adulting and all the things. And who knew had that?
Or Stephanie at Pet Boys.
Yeah, and Stephanie at Pet Boys made sure that I was in and out, so that
you
was
can,
pretty
well,
cool.
Well, and you can check that box off, too. You played Kelly Clarkson for Stephanie.
I did.
You did.
We that programmed happened. Our radio station.
Sure did. It was about 15 seconds, but right. We did it.
So anyways, that was my day in adulting. I don't know if you had as an adventurous a day as I did yesterday, but...
Not as much.
I know. All right, feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So a 12-year-old has rescued an incredible amount of dogs. His name's Roman. He first decided he wanted to save dogs when he was 4, when he found out that some shelter dogs who don't get adopted, quote, go to heaven.
Aw.
So he started making videos to highlight them, bring attention to them, and his family eventually started a nonprofit called Project Freedom Ride that's helped save literally thousands of dogs.
They just say that if they don't find homes, then they go to heaven. And to my 4-year-old mind, this is like, oh, well, let's just fix that.
Hey guys, this is my friend Duke.
Hey guys, this is my friend Vic.
Hey guys, this is my friend Durango.
The videos, those are just to try and help the dogs get adopted locally, like just to try and draw attention to them.
But he is super sweet. Likes to give kisses.
It just gives you a feeling that just is like, why would you stop it? Like, why not just keep going? Wow.
I mean, he started his own little Wet Nose Wednesday, didn't he?
He sure did.
It's just so cute. And so get this, he has found homes for 4,800 dogs.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
That's great.
So, and he's been keeping it up for a long time.
Yeah.
So 8 years now. Pretty amazing. You can see his videos, see the whole story at WDJX.com.
All right. Well, first hear from Lisa. Come.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lisa writes to us, hey there, Ben and Kelly. What's up, my favorite radio morning show?
Hey.
I want to know what y'all think.
All right.
So this is kind of funny. I met a guy. His name's Jason. He's got a lot of great qualities. He's cute. He's got a job, a car, stuff like that. So you're probably wondering, what's the problem?
Uh-huh. What's the problem?
Here's the problem. His name rhymes. And I can't stop chuckling whenever I hear Jason Mason.
All right.
That's his name, Jason Mason. Might be a deal breaker for me, but I'm trying to talk myself out of it, so help me. Thank you.
His name rhymes, and that's...
That's it. That's what's hung up on it because she keeps giggling about it. But how often is she going to be calling him Jason Mason?
Well, I'll say that people call me by my first and last name all the time. They're like, hey, Ben Davis. Ben Davis. Hey. Hi,
right,
Ben Davis.
It doesn't rhyme, though.
I know, but I'm just saying I could see how I could see how she would be like, Hi, Jason Mason. I think if you say it enough, then it just becomes normal.
Yes.
You just need to say it out loud
enough. Too. I don't think it's going to be like something that will be a mental block for you in having a relationship with him. If he thinks you're cute and he's digging you too, I don't think we don't date him because of it. Right? We don't date him.
Right.
Because of this.
I think, yes, exactly. I mean, what's in a name?
I like it, Jason Mason.
It rhymes. It's got.
It does. It rolls off the tongue.
It does.
I think it's a good thing. And if he's cute and he's got all these great qualities, and
like
you guys
he's got
are
a
vibing,
car,
he's got a car. Yes, I think we try dating him if he's down to date you. I don't think we let this be a reason we don't.
Right. No, I think, and maybe it's just a mental thing, but I would suggest doing the exercise of just saying the name over and over again out loud. So you can just hear it and you can get past that little mental block, right?
Exactly.
All right.
I get it. You thought it was kind of cutesy and like, ow, all right. But don't let it be a deal breaker, especially if he's a great guy.
I know Ashley texts in and says, are we on an episode of Seinfeld? This is legit like a storyline out of a sitcom.
That is true.
Like, I can't date him because his name rhymes, Jason Mason.
And then Lisa's texting in as a fellow Lisa, I love us. We are hilarious.
You are correct. You are correct, Lisa's. All right, would love to hear your silly deal breakers, okay? Because I feel like this, and I don't want to, you know, poo-poo your group therapy, but, you know, it's silly. It's silly. Come
exactly.
on, it's silly.
And I know that there's probably silly reasons that you have maybe chosen not to date anymore or broken up with someone over, so let's just purge it. Let's
yep. Yeah, exactly. It. Exactly. So what are your silly deal breakers? Would love to hear your stories. 502-795-1997. We'll get your stories on the way. So it all started with Lisa, met a guy named Jason. He's got a ton of great qualities. He's got a job, a car. Problem is his name rhymes.
Jason Mason.
Jason Mason.
She chuckles every time, can't get over it.
Yeah, she's like, it may be a deal breaker for her, but she's trying to talk herself out of it. And we're like, you know what? It is kind of silly. It is kind of silly.
Don't let yourself not date him because of that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what are your silly deal breakers? But Amy, you've got one kind of?
The bigger deal breaker here, Ben Davis, is that he has a first name for a last name.
Yeah, you're Amy
so
Kelly.
Like your last name.
Oh, yeah.
Your last name, Kelly. No, your last name. Oh, my last name. It's Kelly. Like,
yeah.
That's what I do to people.
Yeah.
You are living that life right now.
That's Jason Mason's bigger deal breaker.
Yeah, though. That's a bigger deal breaker. That would that do it for you? You'd cut and run because of that?
Yes. I would. Absolutely.
Love it. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome, Ben Davis.
She called you Ben Davis.
Yeah. I told you. People do that. Morgan said, I met a guy online and the conversation was great. We agreed to meet up and go on a date. Things were going really well until we ordered. He ordered a cheeseburger without cheese because he doesn't like cheese. Yeah, cheese is a food group for me. He didn't get a second date.
What? Because he didn't want cheese on his burger, you're done? Oh,
that
my
is,
goodness.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, Heather said weird deal. Oh, Heather says it's a weird deal breaker. We started talking to this guy. He checks a ton of boxes, but he kisses with his mouth open, and I feel like he's going to suck my face in.
Jim said, I didn't want to hang out with a girl who had stickers on her car. Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Brad said, when I'm scrolling through old apps, I can't swipe right on anyone who shares a name with a family member. So the names Jen, ex-wife, Lisa, sister-in-law, Carrie, mom, and Katie, sister, are just off limits.
Oh, gosh. That could be eliminating a lot of really great ladies.
Maybe. Crystal says, I hear you, Lisa. This is really silly, but I couldn't date someone if I disliked their name, which coming from someone with a stripper name is probably hypocritical. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, another Heather said she can't date anyone shorter than her. She can't do it.
I get it.
I mean, Justin says, I'm a photographer. My silly deal breaker is have to be willing to pose and take a good picture. Oh, my God.
Okay, so listen to this. Someone texted in and said, I broke up with a tennis player in high school. We had gone swimming one day, and his feet just glowed white at the bottom of the pool. He had a tan everywhere except for his feet, and it grossed me out.
How in the world is he supposed to tan the bottom of his feet because he's walking on them? What the heck?
Oh, that is so funny.
Who is like literally consciously trying to tan the bottom of their feet? Who does that?
Well, no,
I
think, isn't she saying just his feet?
Yes, we're too white for her because the rest of him is tan. But she didn't like the fact the bottom of his feet
that
he walks on.
No, I took it like he had to tan everywhere else, but it stopped at the ankles, and his feet were white.
Oh. Okay. So, like, he was always wearing socks and shoes.
Right. That's
so
what
he had
I
a little farmer tan on the top.
Yeah,
of his feet too.
That's how I took it.
I was just thinking, like, the very bottom of his feet. That was okay. You might be right. That is dumb.
That.
Either way, it'd be dumb.
Oh, shoot.
Either way,
Lisa, there are plenty of other interestingly maladjusted people who have weird deal breakers, kind of like you.
Another text, can't do giant moles or eat or earwax. I think they meant earwax. It says eat wax.
Dan said, I once broke up with someone who tried to talk and make out in a movie. I paid too much for this out-of-home experience. Just hold my hand and pay attention.
Exactly. Need to watch the movie. Yep. All right.
All right. Well, that's good. I think we can wrap this up. But yeah, Lisa, let's just work on getting yourself familiar with Jason Mason and all of his good qualities, and you'll get past it.
Yeah, Jared kind of sums it up. If you pass on a great person because of the name, the next one might be a serial killer. So, you know, let's give Jason Mason a try.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that is Group Therapy on 99.70JX. So, yeah, Sam Hunt coming to the Yum Center in February. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster and Live Nation. You can buy them, or you could just win them here on 99.7DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Amy calling us from the South End. Hi there, Amy.
Hi.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a little excited.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Amy's
got... This is going to be fun.
I know. It'll be fine, Amy. Just hold our hand and we'll take you through this game and this process. We'll be gentle. Kind of.
All right.
Amy's got brown hair, drives a Mitsubishi, works at U of L, and has been married for 19 years. Look at that. Amy, coming up on the big 2-0.
Yep, next year.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, how do you keep the spark alive?
Just stuck in there. Hang in there.
What?
Yes, she hangs in there. She hangs in there.
You heard
she
it too, though.
She hangs in there.
She said stuck it in there.
She hangs in. You're not helping her nerves at all.
It's all right, Amy. Freudian slip. I sometimes say things like that too. And you keep the excitement alive. Well, stick it in there.
Stop.
I mean, to be honest, that probably works.
Okay. Yep. All right. Moving on.
She goes, yep. Oh, Amy, I'd like to get to know you better. I bet you're fun. All right. We're playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, explain how it works.
It's the best part about this game, Amy. None of this happened to you, but you have to figure out, did it happen to them when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Here we go, first one.
I licked the face of a boy I had a crush on.
Licked the face of a boy I had a crush on.
Oh, that's not the best first move.
How do you know?
Yeah.
According to Amy, according to Amy, it could be.
Yeah.
I'm just down with it.
Little kid.
Little kid, you're saying little kid.
See, I'm thinking drunk adult.
All right, Kelly's saying drunk
adult. I feel like that is a bold move spurred on by some adult beverages, maybe.
Okay, maybe. All right, but Amy's saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, drunk adult. Drunk adult.
I was in college.
Yeah, well, you didn't get it right.
I had a major crush on this frat boy, and my sorority had a mixer with his fraternity.
Oh, no.
And we were doing karaoke. And I got up the liquid courage to ask him to sing Summer Lovin' with me from the Grease soundtrack.
Sure.
Aw, yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Well, towards the end of the song, at the sigh part, I, for some reason, ran my tongue up his face.
Oh my gosh!
Bold move! Bold move!
Wow.
Yeah, he was so stunned that he stopped singing, and honestly, it was like the whole party stopped.
All right.
Oh gosh, she wrecked the performance and the party?
Yep. Hey, a good.
I'm guessing she didn't get a date.
Probably not. Good face licking will do that, right, Amy?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. All right, here we go. Right. You're 0 for 1. Next one, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
I recited the Gettysburg Address in front of a large crowd of people with no pants.
Wow.
Okay.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like that sounds like a drunk adult, too.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Wow. Okay.
What happened?
It was a play for my first grade class about famous faces in history. I was so nervous and so focused on nailing my line that I didn't notice my pants had fallen around my ankles when I stepped forward to speak. I do remember the crowd chuckling and a slight draft across my knees. But to this day, my family calls it the De-pantsless proclamation.
Oh my gosh.
I like how he told that story. That's funny.
Oh, that was great. And poor kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to imagine the kids probably talked about that for a while at school.
Amy, you are doing awful at this game.
I know.
But kind of par for the course for the last several times we played, really.
We haven't. If you get this wrong, that'll be 9 straight that have been incorrect.
But this is a testament, though, to how difficult this game is.
Don't try to candy coat this, Kelly.
The stories are good.
Amy's just not good at this. It's fine. It's fine not to be good. Amy, right. You have skills, obviously. We learned earlier.
She's got a sassy marriage. We know that.
This may just not be one of your skills.
It's okay.
All right, Amy, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I pull my own tooth.
I'm assuming out.
Okay.
I want to say little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Yes, typically when you're pulling teeth out of your face, right? Little kid.
I mean, you'd hope. Yeah. All right, both of you say little kid.
I was a little kid.
There you go. The streak is broken. You got one. You got one, Amy.
Technically, it was my friend. I had a loose tooth, so I tied a string to my tooth, and my friend took off on his bike, and my tooth came out.
Wow.
The tooth came out.
There you go. Hey, Amy, 1 out of 3 is not a passing grade normally, but we're going to hook you up. Congratulations.
Grade on a curve.
Yep. Thank you. Yay.
Yeah, Sam Hunt, you got those tickets. Congrats, Amy.
Yay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line in another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Oh, she could breathe a sigh of relief. Oh. She got through it.
Yes.
Oh, they're probably going to celebrate tonight.
Yeah. Sticking things in places. All right, little kid, drunk adult, if you got a submission, we'd love to hear it.
Oh, let's keep the good stories going. Give us a little headline. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us the voice note at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, we get to feel good stories every hour. Kelly K.
So we can make a feel good out of this by raising a bunch of money for Down Syndrome of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. Thanks to Haley Voss for sending this. It's the 13th annual Rock the Heart fundraiser coming up on Tuesday the 7th. Huge charity for both Sacred Heart lacrosse team and the Trinity lacrosse team.
Mm-hmm.
They are facing off against each other on Tuesday, 7:30. The game starts. They're going to have a speaker at 7. It's going on at Horton Field. And the Valkyries want you to wear black, but the Rocks want you to wear white.
Oh.
So you got to pick what side you're going to be rooting for by what you wear. And we've tweeted out the link so you can buy tickets. And again, it all benefits Down Syndrome of Louisville.
Good deal.
Yep. So cool. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
You ever have technology turn on you? I just saw this story of a woman who caught her husband apparently cheating with her friend because she saw a picture of his car in front of the friend's house on Google Street View. That's wild. So have you ever been busted by technology? I was, kind of looking at this and some of the comments were wild. This is like, caught my husband when I opened Words with Friends. So apparently Words with Friends, remember that game?
Well, I never played it, but you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that one you were into?
Yeah, yeah.
That and Wordle. Are you still playing Wordle?
Oh, I am still on Wordle, for sure.
Oh, that's great.
Don't get me started on that.
All right.
But they have a texting feature on Words with Friends, and saw a bunch of texts from a woman who sent him her PayPal and then asked for, quote, dog food money in exchange for things.
Oh, okay. Mm. Dog food money? Interesting.
Yeah, right. How did technology out you? I was saying how, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't see your text. It's like you have read receipts on. It's like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah, no, you saw it.
You actually
you
did.
You saw it.
I know.
I know you saw it.
Is that the worst? Like when you see that someone has read it and just not responded, and you're
well,
like,
there's
okay.
like a little Bitmoji you can send that says, "I know you read that."
Really? another one. I'm in sales. Snuck out for a half day to play golf. Boss texted me in a panic. Needed a proposal I was working on. I asked the club pro if I could borrow his fax machine. Like, you can tell this is a dated story.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, each page had the name of the golf club on it.
Oh!
So each page he was faxing, you know, it comes out on the other side and it says from, you know, yes. Valhalla Golf Club or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, really? Really? It's okay. All right.
All righty.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know where you are.
I know, for sure. Another was at a bar, met a young woman, and went out to my truck. We were making out, and I accidentally butt-dialed my mom. I was living at home then.
Oh, no.
Got home. She was waiting up.
Oh.
I asked how she was doing. And she was like, well, not as good as you.
Oh, my gosh.
When?
So tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I
wow.
think I know, but tell me more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard one side of it at least. My gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've heard those stories of, like, Google Street View. And, like, you can Google these stories. And I don't know how true they are or not, but... It's wild, some of these people who've been caught cheating, like on a park bench. Uh-huh. And there was another story of a woman who saw her husband with another woman on his lap on a park bench as Google Street View went by.
That's crazy.
And she just happened to be like looking up an address and was like, wait, hang on a second.
Like, what timing?
I know this person. That's this person incredible. Is my husband. And who is that person? That person is not me. I don't know if you have any stories of when technology failed you and threw you under the bus, but we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. So if you got
I mean,
any of
a couple
those,
of yours for, have been kind of mild. I mean, you've sent me a text before that says I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice for your wife.
Yeah, meaning to send it to my wife, and I just...
Thank you. That is sweet.
Yeah. Aw. Adorable.
Precious.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've sent the text message before to like colleagues where I mean to say, I'll call you back in a sec, and I replace the sec with sex, and it's like, oh, okay, that's awkward.
Oopsies.
You know,
funny.
Exactly. Right.
LOL, sassy but, phone.
Right. Mind what my phone's thinking about. Yeah. All right. If you got anything, we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. When technology attacks and throws you under the bus, got a text from a listener just the other day. I went to send someone the middle finger, ended up sending it to my daughter's softball friend's mom.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't see it
no.
for like 15 minutes, so the damage was done, and I couldn't unsend it.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. How many times did you apologize? But even if you do, it's like if they're one of those people that would never use that or say that or anything like that, then the damage has been done. They know you do.
Right. Bethany said, years ago, I was having a fight with my now ex over the phone. He made me mad, so I hung up on him. I instantly felt petty, so when he called me back, I was like, yeah, sorry I lost you. He said, no, you didn't. It said call ended, not call dropped.
Oh!
Dang. Oh, man. Oh, hey, sorry, we're going through a tunnel. Yeah, no, you didn't, because
nope,
it said call
just,
ended, not dropped.
You just hit drop. There you
that
go.
That is
you just
funny.
And you hit
oh,
the little
my gosh.
Red X. You ended it.
So, Selena,
purpose.
What happened with you and your now ex?
We used to play games online a lot, and you can talk through microphones and stuff. Well, he told me and some of our friends he was going to go take a call real quick.
Uh-huh.
Well, he also had a VR headset, which also has a microphone through it.
Okay.
And I don't know if he knew it had that or he forgot, but while he's taking the phone call, I'm messing with my friends, and I'm like, shh, I want to listen to his conversation. And I can hear him on the phone talking to some girl, talking about being friends with benefits.
Oh, no.
To the other girl or referring to you?
To the other girl he's on the phone with.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And all his friends were so quiet, and I yelled at him as soon as he got back. He was so embarrassed.
Serves him right.
It does.
Thank you for the phone call. Wow. We can look back on these moments and laugh now, right?
Exactly. It's therapeutic to laugh about it now. In the time, though, we were mad.
Yeah, for sure.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all going for this beautiful angelic-like trophy here on 99.7 DJX.
It's majestic, and it's in your hands right now. I have to try to win it back.
Mm-hmm. So, losers go first. Kelly, that's you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
My kids put together a PowerPoint presentation explaining why we should go to the water park.
All right.
It has several slides.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but I got fired from my job at the keyboard factory.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah. I wasn't putting in enough shifts.
Right. Yeah. Important.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I was having dinner with a world chess champion.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Czech tablecloth.
Okay.
Took him 2 hours to pass the salt.
Oh. A blonde walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And asks, where's the ladder? Boyfriend told her the drinks would be on the house.
It'd be tough to get those. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What did Obi-Wan say when Luke was having trouble eating at the Chinese restaurant?
May the forks be with you.
Close.
Oh.
Use the fork.
Ah. You know, Kelly, when I die, I want to die like my grandfather did.
Yeah?
Peacefully, in my sleep. Not nice. Screaming and wailing like his passengers. Simple requests.
Wow. He was not great at his job, apparently.
No.
Maybe a little old.
Maybe.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Used to run a dating service for chickens. But I was struggling to make hens meet.
You know, what do you call a dinosaur that takes care of its teeth?
What do you call a dinosaur that takes care of its teeth?
A velociraptor.
Nice.
Or an orthodontosaurus?
Okay. All right. You have any more?
A philososaurus.
Okay. All right. We could probably go all day on this one.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
You know, tablets were replaced by scrolls.
Uh-huh.
Scrolls were replaced by books.
Uh-huh.
Now we scroll through books on tablets.
Yeah. You know, I love spending time with the love of my life.
Mm.
Yeah. My wife ever finds out, well, she'll be mad.
She will be upset.
Yeah.
She will be.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy accidentally gave his wife a glue stick instead of chapstick.
Uh-oh.
She still isn't talking to him.
No. You know, hippos can swim and run faster than humans.
Really?
Yep. So the way I see it, the bicycle is the only way I'm going to beat him in a triathlon.
I would like to see a hippo in a triathlon.
Yeah.
Maybe we should invite them.
I'd wind up beating
Louisville
them, too.
Host one. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I told my wife I wanted to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
She made an appointment for Tuesday.
I got aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw my ex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's funny how I'd hit that changes over the years.
Indeed.
By the way, I missed.
That's good news. Aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's wife asked him why he wanted to be cremated.
Why?
He told her it's because it's his last hope for a smoking hot body.
All right. You laugh, you lose. I'm a security guard. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, I didn't know
I'm
that.
I'm a security guard in my spare time.
Yeah.
Boss told me it was my responsibility to watch The Office every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already up to season 4. Have no idea what it has to do with being a security guard.
Yeah, I was wondering what season you were up to. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this is a good one. Hey, Ben.
Are you looking it up right now?
No, I'm making it bigger because I can't see it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says my wife is so negative. I remembered the car seat, the stroller, and the diaper bag.
Uh-huh.
Why is she being negative, you may ask?
Why?
All she can talk about is how he forgot the baby.
Can you believe, Kelly, my wife was at the doctor's and he told her she had a cute angina?
Oh.
Yeah, she said, thanks, but I'm happily married.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to fight him.
Right. Right. Hey, Ben.
What?
Guy says, I asked my boss if I could have time off work because I was having a baby.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, did they let you have it off? Yeah, when I came back, the boss said, so was it a boy or girl? Guy says, I don't know. I'll tell you in 9 months. Hey, yo.
Was he making a baby?
Yeah, he was. That's what he was. Okay. That's what he was doing.
Okay.
That's what he was doing.
I'm going to quit my job and market a line of active adult diapers and underwear line.
That sounds like a nice way to go.
Yeah. It's going to have a feline theme to it because I like cats, you know?
Uh-huh.
Going to call them Puma Pants.
I think you're going to sell a lot of those.
Thank you.
I really think you're onto something with that.
Thank you.
I kind of actually need you to make that happen now.
Okay.
And then can we put a Ben Kelly sticker on them too?
That's right.
That would be amazing. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I've combined a laxative with alphabet soup.
Okay.
I call it letter rip.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Laxative soup joke got you?
I did have more jokes, by the way. But
you did? Okay, yeah. So you didn't just throw yourself in the grenade because you're out of jokes? Grade,
no.
Okay, all right.
That was
I'll
good.
Take it.
All right, you take it. There you go. That's you laugh, you lose.
No, but seriously, I need your Puma adult diapers. I need that to happen. That's got to be real.
Okay. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Lisa. Lisa is a listener of ours, and she had an issue with her new boyfriend in that, not that he's not cute, not that he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have a car or anything like that. It's just his name rhymes.
And they're not even dating yet. I think she met him and she likes him.
Oh, I thought they were dating. Okay,
She was considering dating him, but wasn't sure she could get over his name because she chuckled every time she heard it.
Right. So the silly deal breakers we sort of started to roll into, and like Dina, I'm not willing to date a Cats fan. I know it's incredibly trivial, but I just can't do it.
Oh, wow. Does she mean she's not friends with Cat fans either?
Well, she said date.
Okay.
But it sounds like she's pretty serious about this whole fandom thing.
All right. Jasmine said petty deal breaker, bad grammar, dirty car interior, bad table manners, no hobby.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a few things.
Megan said a flappy booger when you breathe on your first date. What does that mean? Is it like a little bat hanging in the cave?
Yes, a visible bat in the cave, I guess, on the first date. You better make sure that's all cleaned up before you go on a first date with Megan.
You got to at least say something to him, right?
Well, yeah, I would
be like, hey, buddy.
Maybe he was nervous and didn't remember to check all the things.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man. I mean, it's the same thing as like maybe fly down on the first date. Sometimes you get nervous, you forget. Is that gonna be a deal breaker too?
No, fly down wouldn't be a deal breaker, right?
Well, it's as trivial as a booger in your nose. It's not a permanent fixture.
This is true.
Brittany says my niece refuses to date guys that drink through a straw.
That is funny. Is that not like masculine? Is that what maybe it is?
I don't know. but my husband drinks out of a straw all the time. I mean, especially if you have a big drink with ice and you want to get down to the bottom past the ice a little bit and get the stronger flavor of the drink. It's watered down at top, right?
Listen, Brittany's not hearing that.
I guess not.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care your problems.
Oh, my gosh, Ashley. I couldn't date a Dick because my husband's name is Nick, but my son pronounces it Dick because he can't say N's. I guess we need to apologize to all the Richards out there, right?
Yeah, right, right.
I guess.
Stephanie, I dated a guy who thought Elmo was out to kill him.
What?
Well, that's interesting.
What?
So that's a deal breaker when Elmo is out to kill you?
Why does he think that? Probably need to investigate that.
One Muppet is out to kill you, and that's the deal breaker, huh?
All he wants to do is tickle you. That's it.
Right.
That's all Elmo wants to do.
All right. Thought that was kind of funny.
That's a great list.
A bunch of those petty little lists of your deal breakers at Ben and Kelly Show. You can listen to the earlier conversation. We got that up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Donna Kelsey is getting a whole lot of attention now. I just saw a tweet the other day of her getting on a plane and everybody just kind of cheering because they know Donna Kelsey. And obviously her, I mean, you know, just the fact that her sons are in the NFL, popular enough, but the fact that one of her sons is dating the biggest pop star in the world right now.
It's an even brighter spotlight.
Yeah.
Even more people now know who she is.
Right. She's now teaming up with a wine company for a contest where the winner can sit with her when the Chiefs take on the Eagles. You know, both of her sons going to be in attendance and playing on Monday, November 20th. Now, you'd be able to bring three friends. I would imagine this is pretty popular, even though Taylor is getting off and starting on her worldwide Eras tour.
Yeah,
there is still the chance.
Exactly. And you know people are going to like crazy.
Yes.
Hoping that Taylor's going to be there, too. And what an added bonus. Now, here's the thing, though. All you Swifties who are going to enter this, you need to make sure that you don't make Mama Kelsey feel bad if Taylor isn't there and it's just Mama Kelsey, because you got to still make Mama Kelsey feel like a big rock star too. Wouldn't that be awful if the winner is just like, oh, Taylor's not here. It's really entered because I wanted to meet Taylor. Wouldn't that be the worst?
Exactly.
But have your manners, Swifties.
All right, well, there you go. All right, let's get to this feel good.
You will not believe how many dogs this 12-year-old has rescued over the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Roman. He first decided he wanted to save dogs when he was 4. He found out that some shelter dogs who don't get adopted go to heaven, he said. So he started making videos to highlight them and bring attention to them. And his family eventually started a nonprofit called Project Freedom Ride that's helped save literally thousands of dogs.
They just say that if they don't find homes, then they go to heaven. And to my 4-year-old mind, I'm just like, oh, well, let's just fix that.
Hey guys, this is my friend Duke.
Hey guys, this is my friend Vic.
Hey guys, this is my friend Durango.
The videos, those are just to try and help the dogs get adopted locally, like just to try and draw attention to them.
But he is super sweet, likes to give kisses.
It just gives you a feeling that just is like, why would you stop it? Like, why not just keep going?
Aww.
Isn't he precious? He's doing his own little Wet Nose Wednesday segment.
Sure is.
And he is delivering because he has saved 4,800 dogs.
Mm.
In the span of 8 years, he's been doing this.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
See his story and his cutie little videos at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, what drastic thing have you done when you were running late? Did you maybe miss an exit during Thunder over Louisville and back down the freeway?
Oh, don't do that. That's dangerous.
I mean, I'm not speaking from experience, of course, but I'm just posing it as a question.
What?
Whatever you did probably wasn't as bad as this lady in Australia. So if you can manage to make it through the day without running onto the tarmac at an airport to try and catch your flight, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait, stop. They wouldn't let me on because you closed the door, but don't go. I got to get there.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. This lady delayed all these flights out of this Australian airport. When she ran onto the tarmac, ran past security, she was trying to catch the plane that was preparing to take off.
I should probably do it in an accent. Crikey, please stop the plane! Strip on the Barbie, Foster's for beer! Something like that.
Yeah, very much so, I would imagine.
Yeah, so did they let her on the plane? That's what we need to know.
Heck no.
Oh, dang it.
No. She tried
instant it would have worked.
No, she tried to flag down the pilot like she was hailing a taxi or something.
Oh, dang.
Authorities apprehended her, and the flights were slightly delayed due to everything.
But did she get to where she was going?
She did not make her flight.
Dang it.
In fact, she just made it worse.
Oh, did she end up in jail?
So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without running onto the tarmac to try and catch your flight, you're doing okay.
That is the worst, though. It's not like a taxi, where there's probably going to be another one coming up in 30 seconds. Like, that's going to set you back if you miss the flight. Going to set you back.
So is getting detained by authorities, but
that will also set you back.
You know, who am I?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, this afternoon, you're going to be at a party, right?
Well, yeah, it's an open house at Exo Aesthetic Refinery, kind of a girls' night. Emily and I are going to be out there from 6 to 8. It's a great way to just kind of come and see what they're all about if you have never been out there and you're thinking, maybe I want to check out their services. They do a lot of fabulous things, and I'm telling you, the raffle prizes are crazy.
Oh.
So it's going to be a lot of good things. So grab the girls. Come on out. Exo Aesthetic Refinery. We'll be out there from 6 to 8.
Okay.
Girls night. Hey.
All right. Anything else on tap for you this weekend?
No. I think we kind of have a low-key weekend until it really amps up the following week.
Yeah. We'll be traveling up to Chicago for an Irish dance competition, but it's just a quick trip up there. It's like there on Saturday, back on Saturday type of thing.
That's a good, like, what, 5-hour drive?
Well, you know, I mean,
that's not a quick little trip. It's 10 hours of driving in one day and then a competition.
Well, we're going to go up like later this afternoon. And so the competition is going to be early tomorrow morning, and then we're going to leave then tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
So you're not doing the 10 hours of driving in one
day.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to them. We're going to kind of launch into that next week. We've got a couple of cheer competitions, and we have another play that we're in.
Yeah, if you want to hear the whole adventures in adulting that transpired with me yesterday involving a AAA, a lug nut key, Stephanie from Pet Boys, and Kelly Clarkson, of all people, you can catch that on the podcast at WDJX.com.
It was quite an episode.
Right? I know. Uh-huh. Life comes at you fast sort of thing, right?
Sure does.
Yep. All right. Anything else you may have missed, you can always catch up podcast as well, WDJX.com. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.